My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Sarah Vaughan.
My funny Valentine.
Sarah Vaughan, known as Sailor, Sassy, and the Divine One, all for so many different reasons, for she represents paradox. She had a powerful voice, and she was proficient at scatting, and her nuance with ornamentation and styling and phrasing and variation were unmatched. Yet in all of her robust performance, she too was pushed around by a series of men. She had a mercurial personality, one who is successful yet insecure, and in all of her triumph, one who suffered from stage fright.
Your eyes don't shine.
So as one who makes a living from performing, how could that possibly be that one would suffer from stage fright? What does that mean, to be frightened of something that is uniquely ours? What makes a performer? The ways that we choose to reveal ourselves publicly and withhold ourselves in conversations. As Sarah Vaughan transcended words and allowed perhaps her inner soul to uplift and elevate the feelings of a particular moment.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those crumbled May places.
Many of us have dreams of quiet desperation, and to hear Sarah Vaughan and her music fly high and soar above all of the everyday ways, it allows one to go on each day without feeling mired in the sad events of yesterday, or in the burning resentments of yesterday, or in the ways that we'd like so desperately to do our lives over. To be able to perform allows a sense of musical repentance to come forward and to clean our slates for what's next.
With the rest of
my name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well and have courage.